I'm not sure about you, but I am so glad I woke up this morning. And actually, I was awake at 12:01, giving thanks and praise to God, ringing the bells of this church to remind this neighborhood that it was a new year. But I can't imagine any place else I want to be in the first few hours of the new year, but in church, at the altar, at the pulpit, offering holy mass, preaching God's word, and telling somebody, anybody, whoever comes, that it's a new year. It's a new year. And so I greet you this morning as pastor, give you the greetings of the Lord, and say happy and blessed new year to you and this church family. May God indeed bless us, as we sang today in our psalm, may God bless us in his mercy. We cross over into a new year. We thank God for the gift of life, for the gift of favor that God bestows. I want to preach this morning on the word priorities. Priorities. We all make them all the time, don't we? We say, well, it doesn't really matter, but truly we all make choices and prioritize certain things or certain people over others. Priorities. The very fact that you are here this morning means that you have prioritized God in your life. The very fact you are here today means that you've prioritized church in your life. So often people will say, well, I'm spiritual, but I don't go to church. Well, we have prioritized and made church, religion, worship, and community important. Many people are just getting in, maybe just getting up, but you have prioritized giving God time this morning, giving God your praise this morning, to come out in ministry to sing God's praises, to come out to read God's word, to come out to serve. I said to the young man, a high school student today, I'm surprised to see you. He says, my mother got me up here this morning. That's called priorities. That's love. Because perhaps you don't understand it now, but as the old folks would say, you understand it better by and by. To realize that if you don't have God in your life, if you don't prioritize and put God first in your life, when the storms of life come, and they will, you have your rock to hold on to. You got your umbrella to hold on to. You have shelter and tabernacle to protect you from the storm. I don't know about you, but I need God in my life. Don't think for one moment because I am priest, I am ordained, I'm somehow different than you are. I love a scripture that says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Without God, I am nothing but an act. The ministry. With God, I'm pastor, leader, spiritual guide to God's people, to God places before me. We turn now to the first reading today from the book of Numbers, Old Testament. Very few verses. But the Lord tells Moses to tell Aaron how to bless the people. I charge you to go back in your homework today to reread this short verse, Numbers 6, 22 to 27. And notice that very simple blessing of Aaron, a beautiful blessing that binds us together with our Jewish brothers and sisters. These simple words, notice the dominant word is Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look kindly upon you and give you peace. We cannot have peace, church, without God. We cannot have God's face shine upon us unless we put God first in our life. So oftentimes we in church spaces, we want the church on our time, in our way. But guess what? If you don't put God first, if I don't put God first and prioritize God in my life, what does that mean, Father? What it means, go to Mass. Not because the church says you're obligated to go. Believe it or not, if you call yourself a Catholic, you're supposed to be at Mass today. There's less than 30 of us here right now. We prioritize, not a law of the church, but important to give God praise on New Year's Day. Prioritize God in my life. What does it mean to put God first? It means that everything about my life is covered with God's face. My relationships, the way I walk, the way I talk, the way I live, the way I choose to go, is put God first. Ask God, is this the right person in my life? I did it this morning. I went through my contact list, my phone. And I asked myself the question, why do I have this person's number? It's a good exercise on New Year's Day. Do it. Am I drawing that person closer to God? Is that person drawing me closer to God? If not, in the name of Jesus, press delete. That's what I mean by prioritize and put God first. We use that theme a lot in January because I think we, in these post-Jubilee days, need to remind ourselves who comes first, who leads and guides this parish, who leads and guides my life, who leads and guides my church, who leads and guides my nation. Because I dare to say, with 351 murders in this city last year, we have forgotten God. With a torn nation, Democrat, Republican, and folks can't get paid because folks are acting stupid in Washington, we've forgotten God. When men who call themselves shepherds, holding up crosiers of authority, did not protect the babies in the church, we have forgotten God. But I'm so glad I'm here this morning. I'm so glad you're here this morning. I'm so glad we are here today to hold up the fact that we know God must reign first and foremost in our lives. Yes, you are in the right place at the right time. God makes no mistakes. God makes no mistakes. And let this new year, 2019, some folks thought the world was going to end in the year 2000. We're still here. 2019. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may God lift you up and give you peace. Happy New Year.